After all that is said and done, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. After we've cried out loud and laid prostrate before the Lord, worship is extreme, immediate obedience. After we've given all, turned down our plates, and did it all, God still wants a yes from us. Some of us he called a long time ago, and yet we're still doing everything that we want to do. We pick and choose, and we say yes to those things that feel good and turn our minds and hearts away from when that thing doesn't feel good to us. But God is saying, all I want is say yes. So this morning I'm asking those of who want to say yes to God to lift your hands now and say yes to God. Be careful about saying it, because yes just may cause you everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say yes, 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 Lord. We say yes. The very thing that I don't want to do, God, I'll do it. But I say yes to you. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. If I told you what I really need, oh Lord, would your heart and mine say yes? I throw my hands up and say yes to you, Lord. If I told you what I want from you, would your heart and mine say yes? My heart say yes to you now, Lord. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When my spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your ways. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, woo, to the depth of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul says yes. I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul, I love you. I really do.
My soul say yes. My soul say yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And because my soul says yes, I say to you that you are worthy of all of the worship that I can give to you. And therefore, I come to worship you for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You, Lord, you are worth. I worship you, Lord, for all that you've done for me, God. And no one can worship you for me. So here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, Lord, all of my worship. I say yes in my worship, Lord. All of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. You, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you like for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For all of the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. So I lift it up, Lord, and I say, here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, Lord, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Lord, I worship you, and I magnify you, and I glory in you today. No one can worship you for me, Lord, and I acknowledge you. I throw my hands up and say, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Receive my worship, Lord, all of my worship. Ooh, glory, thank you, Jesus, yes. All of my worship. As long as I'm breathing, Lord, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. Woo, glory, glory, glory. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. So here is my worship, all of my worship. Here is my yes, Lord. I surrender, Lord. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I'll say yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To you, God, be the glory. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TNC family.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning to you, Minister Sharon, my prayer partner this morning. First, for that wonderful psalm of praise this morning. This is my worship, all of my worship. And thank you, Minister Darrow, for seating and greeting us this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Simone, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I'm coming to you from Edmonton, Alberta this morning. On October 25th, 2010, 12 years now, our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference, Psalm 88 and verse 13. But to you I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speaker's bio. The theme for this year in 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience. Hold on a second here, guys. Okay. God is requiring immediate obedience in all he expects us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led to the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Darrell did earlier, or as a psalmist, as Minister Sharon did earlier, or as a host such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Friday, we take your prayer request and praise report live in the second half of this call. What brought us together was the phenomenal company Artistry International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artistry Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, which is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artistry product. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. The bypass number, that is a number where you can have a free call for if your carrier charges you, that number is 617-293-9707. Again, that number is 6716. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. 716-293-9707. Again, that number is 716-293-9707. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and the speaker and host for today is Executive President Candice Mosley. Okay. Speaker for today is, I'm just going to give a few thoughts about her, and then I will mention her name. Our speaker for today is Minister Cynthia Cox, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. I hope I got that right this morning based on where I heard her calling in from this morning. Anyways, Cynthia Cox is, in addition to her adversary position, Cynthia Cox presently attends Caldwell Temple, AME Zion Church in the Bronx, She sings in the gospel choir, a member of the Missionary Society, and a member of the Steward Board, where Reverend Denise Ravenport is the senior pastor. She also holds a certificate in the Christian ministry in New York Theological Seminary and certified in the Anthony Robbins Wealth Mastery Program, and is presently in training for leadership with the John Maxwell Organization. Oh, my goodness, that's so powerful. Minister Cynthia Cox, I had no idea all those things about you until I went through here. Very, very powerful. Okay, what I will do now is I will pray, and the next voice, you guys, you will hear is that of the Reverend Honorable Cynthia Cox. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for being able to see, hear, touch, feel, and walk this morning. Provide a way for those who lack any of these we pray. Lord, we are blessed today because you are a forgiving God and an understanding God. You've done so much for us and still keep on blessing us all, so our families and friends. We say thanks. Thanks for opening doors and bless and close those doors that would be detrimental. Forgive us of our sins, known and unknown. Continue to keep us safe from all dangers and harm, seen and unseen. Let us start today with a new attitude and plenty of gratitude. Father God, watch over Minister Cynthia Cox this day, Lord, as she bring us the word. Strengthen her and protect her. Unfold her, give her all the necessary knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that she has on us, morning, dear Lord. Father God, watch over Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as well as Dr. Pacola Roberts here on the TNC call that has given me the opportunity as well as a lot of other ministers this morning to express ourselves here on the Master's call. I ask all these mercies and more, Father God. In your name's sake, I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, are you there, please?
Good morning. Hello? Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my dear.
Good morning. Good morning. I am... I'll be, but anyway, God is good. I thank you this morning. Thank you, Mr. Darrell, for your greeting us this morning. Power, the love of power. I love that so beautifully. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts, for some praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you and all that you're doing. Yes, I'm here in Myrtle Beach this morning, and just have to. Sometimes you have to be to yourself and get recharged. As they say in life, you have to get time with God and spend a lot of time. And I want to thank the TNC Master Call, because it has really been helpful to me. I thank God for the time. And, it's nothing like serving God and serving our Master's Call individual. So I appreciate Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts for this time. I don't take this lightly, and things are just happening, so, it's just moving pretty fast, and when I heard my name, I'm like, wow, God is good. But anyway, I'm going to flow with what the Lord has given me, and I thank God for this time in my life, and just keep me in prayer here in Myrtle Beach. My subject is your true identity. Coming from 2 Corinthians 1, and thank you also. I'm just going back, sorry, Minister Simone, for that prayer, and appreciate you and all that you do. I'm just coming off of my tag today, your true identity. And he has identified us as his own, placing us in the Holy Spirit in our hearts of the first installation that guaranteed everything he has promised us, your true identity. So we want to, just do a slow walk with that today. I thank God for all that he's done. So just giving God the praise. I praise his name. I worship him. I love him. I thank him for all of them. What is about to happen today? I'm thanking God. I received a text from a phone alert of a credit card transaction. You know, they always call you and do some things that you're not ready for. Has been used in my name. I've been alert because I have theft protection on my credit cards and accounts. I recognize that this was not a part of my normal pattern. You know, we get those calls, and sometimes people see them, they say, I don't answer. The message requests that I reply, no. If this was not my only charge, yes, it was my charge. Upon further investigating, I discovered that my credit card was used as a gas station in another city that I'd never been in. Then the auto part of store in an old small town nearby. There is additional charges using my credit card, which, you know, miles down in Texas highway. Sometimes have stolen my credit card, and I was using my identity to make purchases that were mine. It has canceled the card and getting an entire different card account number. Sometimes we have to think about what we are doing here in life. We're doing so many good things, and yes, I'm on the road now traveling. And sometimes I have to look at where I'm at because, you know, God, he guides you. He has everything in front of you. You got to know him for yourself. And I began to, being in New York, you learn a lot. You learn a lot. And I just asked people to be aware. I didn't think about it, but somebody came to me and said, you know what? God is showing you a new thing. I said, oh, okay. You're open to hear what God has to say. You know, you have to be in a quiet place. As Reverend Dr. Vanessa Levinson said, guard your heart, your mind. Just guard it. I was always a person that letting everything in. Just I didn't really think about people. I was, you know, just with that being free. And, you know, I being and raised with grandma, she said, trust everybody. I was like, Lord, have mercy. When I got here, I looked at my life. I looked around. I said, oh, we got to think. You have to have some different thoughts when you're in the state of New York. I'm here in the South. It's slow. But then, you know, we got to move forward. As I move forward in the city, I'm glad that I have safeguard against identity theft. According to Identity Theft and Fraud Research, the number of a consumer who failed the victim to identify fraud was 14.4 million people in 2018. Identified theft is a problem for many businesses and peoples all over the United States and around the world. Your true identity. Not only can we fall victim of identity theft, it's our finances. We can also feel victims of identity theft in our souls. Did you hear what I said? We can feel identity theft in our soul. There's a thief who wants to hijack our self-image and destroy the way we see ourselves. We have enemies of our soul who tries to use whatever we can to rob us of your identity. In Christ, our passion, purpose, and unlimited stops us from fulfilling God's given destiny. It's not a good idea to protect your finances, person, information. We need LifeLock protection. Can plan our souls. Your true identity. When we know that one who could create us has a personal relationship with him, we can safeguard ourselves from deceitful, not seeing ourselves as God sees us. And your true identity. As far back as Garden of Eden, the enemy has been trying to steal what God intended us for us. He wanted to take our worth and value because he has nothing. Nothing. That's what the enemy does. They steal what is they don't have. Oh, as I truly say, our true identity. The thief comes from only to steal, kill, and destroy. If I have come that they may have life and have it to be full, John 10:10 in our Bible. However, God wants us to receive what he has done for us through his son, Jesus Christ. For he is walking in the fulfillment of he who created us. Embrace your identity in Christ by shaping your self-image. What's your project to project to the world is an incredible way. Knowing who you are and who you are will help. You uncover the purpose in your creation. For nothing will be able to stop you from accomplishing all that God has designed for you. It opens a world of new possibility. What you can achieve. There's power when you know your true identity. Let me say that again. There's power when you know your true identity. You're a child of God. So you can come to God with confidence to receive heavenly accounts. He has stored up for you and me. You have the right to heal, restore peace, joy, and I always say love. I love the word joy because sometimes joy just gives me a smile on my face because everybody can smile, you know. I just, one day I was looking at TV, they said they had a class in smiling. I said, oh, my God, I need to be at that class. So they would be laying on the floor. But, you know, you have to have joy. God cares for us. My children, don't reject the Lord's discipline. And don't be upset when he corrects you, as Proverbs 3:11. Whatever you see, you have an incredible, because you are the child of God. You have a right to receive it. That's why the enemy works so hard to discourage us. He discouraged us, and I was reading something last night. Be encouraged. Stay encouraged. Don't look left, don't look right. Just stay focused on God. He lies to try to convince us that we don't matter, that we aren't valuable, that God could never use us. God can use all of us. So it's like Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts asked you guys to come and be a part of this ministry. This is what he said. Come and do something. God sees us all. He loves us all. We all have something we can do. God sees us all. So I was afraid, but look at me now. Hallelujah. This is death. If you have faced some ups and downs in your life or made some mistakes that you regret, but none of them change your identity. None of them change your identity. You are his child, his masterpiece. You are his image. Jesus opened a grace to cover your mistakes. You can still live abundantly, life free from regrets of the past. You are a victim. You are not a victor. Identity theft. You are not overcome, but you are not an overcome by life. You are overcomer. Even bad things have happened to you in life. Those situations don't define you. They'll allow one's season of your past define your future, there's nothing that the enemy would like more than for you to shrink back, wear labels aren't yours to wear. He doesn't want us to understand the worth of the value of God's eyes. So he will trick you into believing what happened to you, who you really are. Don't take a bait. It's time to reclaim your identity, your true identity. It's time to take back your purpose and your passion. Hallelujah. Your true identity. God identified you as his very own. Let us take a shrink into your spirit of the moment. He has already identified you as his very own child. God knows you are. But as great as his truth is, if you don't know who you are, you never will fulfill your divine calling or walk in the freedom of the already yours. Don't allow enemies to steal your identity. Say that again. Don't allow the enemy to steal your identity. Start spending time looking into your mirror at God's word so that you will reflect in the image of God. Everywhere you go, on what you are, and let your true identity, let your free from confidence, fearless as your honor of God. So as I close, don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. Stay focused on the Holy Spirit. God is good. He's good all the time. Sometimes you think things go wrong, but it's time to just stop. As your true identity. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good all the time. As I came into 2020, I said, be still, know them, God. I have seen so many things God has shared with me. Show me. I didn't know, but God has said, show me. Only you have to be still. Let me take the wheel. He orders your steps. Not you order your steps. He orders your steps. God's. Wait for God. Your path of a miracle is there. You just have to wait on God. Don't be in a rush. I can tell. Let me be the one to tell you. Don't be in a rush. Because God sees everything all the time. He sees everything. Sometimes you think it's a mess. Oh, God says, I am in control. So Minister Cynthia Laverne Cox, be still and know that I'm God. Thank you for allowing me to share this morning. So in thinking about what you're doing right now, your true identity, God already knows. Back to you, Minister Simone.
Powerful message this morning, Minister Cynthia Cox, on your overcomer. Okay, this morning, let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you over our prayer request and praise report. Dear Lord, thank you for your blessings of seeing and for giving us another day. We lift you up, all who we love and care for, and ask you to bless them and meet their needs. May your peace and joy fill our cup to overflowing, and may your grace sustain us. Thank you for being our healer, protector, and provider, and for every good thing that comes from your hand. We commit this day to you and ask you to go before us. Father God, fill back up Minister Cynthia, dear Lord, as she just poured out on us, Father God. Bless and keep her family, and every one of us here on the Master's Call. Watch over Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as they give us this platform, Lord, or they allow us to share on this platform where we can express ourselves there, Lord. I ask all these mercies and more, Father God, in your name's sake, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. a little powerful in this home this morning, so I had to step out of the room so you guys will be able to hear me. To hear a playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, and the number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Sam and Sharon, for those wonderful songs of praise this morning. I always enjoy your songs of praise. Thank you, Minister Darrell, for teaching and greeting us this morning. And again, thank you, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for your powerful message this morning. Minister Cynthia, could you come back in, please, and give us the benediction?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Simone and Minister Darrell and Reverend Dr. Vakola, for singing this morning. Thank you so much. So appreciate it. You have won us clean, Mr. Greenway. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that I am found in you, and I wear the identity of what you have done for us. You have made us your child, and we want to walk in your authority, not allowing anything to steal what we righteous mind. You have called us to come to you with great confidence, knowing that you have good things in store for us. We will shake off negativity labels from our past and reclaim who was meant for us. We thank you, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Have an awesome day, everyone.